Sinan Tov Resh Tesvav Yom Kippurim Also Batasha Samita Bei Sifim. So Aleph Yom Kippurim Also Batasha Samita is also to have relations with the person's wife. Also Liga Beishvay Kilo He Nida. So the same with Chazal, there's an Isra woman who's a Nida, there's an Isra of Negia. Same Kippur, there's an Isra of Negia of touching a wife. Can also Lishan Imishta Bemita, they can't sleep in the same bed. Mishabura Sivkat and Aleph, also Liga Beishtoi, Bain Belila, Bain Beyoim. See, so not only is it also Belila, which is a Cheshash, that they might come to have relations, so the chance of having relations by day is much less. But by day, since she's also, so there's an issue in the Gia. Begamal Yarbi Ima Bidwarim, the conversation should be limited. The halachas of when the Mishabur read the halachas of Har Chokos apply on Yom Kippur the same way they apply to a woman who's anita. So passing something, obviously any ones which are negated to a chila would not be relevant in Yom Kippur, unless they're both chalim, you know, having, you know, their meal together. But the average scenario, so the Mishabur seems to read that there is an isser of her chokus.
You asked Ben Beyom, it sounds like they didn't spend all day in shul.
What?
It sounds like they didn't spend all day in shul.
Well, there was different times, right? There was times, the Mishabur mentioned before, there was times when they did, there was times when they didn't. So it seems to have gone both ways. So is it a full din of Har Chokos with a fully sirim which Chazar Masakin? It's not clear that it has the same din. Let's say there's any type of a situation where there would be a tzarek, let's say they have a bris, a common issue, not so common issue, but it's a common issue. You have a couple which is the kvater. So if they're nida, what do they do? So nida is one question, you can't nullify it. You have to have somebody else act as a go-between. But in Yom Kippur, the Shlomo Zalman said you could be mekel. If the Rebris Yom Kippur and the cup, which is honored with Kvater, it's Yom Kippur. But since the Isser of Har Chokos is not a full fledged Isser like it is by Nida, so you can be Mekel. You can also Lishon. Even though they're both clothed, they're wearing their clothing, whatever it is, it's still, they also still sleep in the same bed. Beis, Sif Beis. So this is a brisa in the Gemara. Harah Keri Belel Yom Kippurim, a person who sees Keri on Yom Kippur itself. So we know that could be a Simon Ra. The Gemara says Yido Kol Hashana. He has to be concerned throughout the year that the Simon Ra, that his Yom Kippur was not accepted. The person was saying get away. And that's a very potential of Simon Ra. And if the opposite of the Gemara says, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, if he made it through the year safely, he was without anything happening to him, it's more based on a pasuk. It's the opposite. It's a Simon that the Bereshit was, you don't need to fast and be Ma'oneh because you're Niskabel in Elam Habo.
Also, Lo Shana means he went through okay. It doesn't mean he had a good year.
It means he went through okay. There was nothing bad.
I'm saying, but not a good year. It means that you survived.
Right, he survived, but nothing bad happened.
Also, is Oleg that he did better than making it. No?
I don't know. I usually understood also just means he was early. He came out of the year. Like you come out of the pool, right. You know.
Okay.
You made it out of the pool, you know. Okay, Yidag Gimel, Yidag.
So if in the subsequent year he's again a Balkari, he doesn't have to be Yidag on this? He's safe?
I would assume so. I guess, the only thing you have to worry about, maybe their life has changed, things have changed, but at least based on where he is right now, that he's good. Yidag Kol HaShana, Shemar Lo Kiblu B'Tanisoi, that might be indicative of the fact that Bereshit was not accepted his Tainus. Shemar Lo Shekadosh Baruch Hu, En Chavetz B'Shimusha, it's like the Bereshit was saying, I don't want you to serve me. It's not a very good, pleasant place to be. machmas here or b'kadoima. This is only a question of a simon that it happened, but there's nothing physical which we can we could connect it to and say that's why it happened. It wasn't because he ate certain foods, heat up the body, or because he thought about a woman or something like that. But even though it came because of improper thoughts, after God of honor, that's not a good thing that he should be doing that. This simon from Shemayim, it doesn't apply to him. And therefore, and the opposite is also true. We don't say the fact that he survived the year is indicative of his higher status. Okay, Isa Besworn. There is written in the holy books. The Iker Tikkun Lamisha Nichshol Chas V'Shalom Bazeh. The correct way to the proper way to as a correction for the person who's had this aveira of having carry because of hearer on Yom Kippur. She's chazim kalabo b'mechayiv b'liman ataru. If he will increase his learning, that will act as a protective shield for the person. Okay.
Over the course of the year, is that what
we're talking about? Of course. Well, it sounds like he's saying from now on. B'mechayiv. K'risa b'meres chanchuma. Im chata ono mischayiv misal shemayim. Ma yes avich. A person has sinned and he's held culpable by Shemayim for doing something wrong. What should he do with what could bring him life? Im lama lishnes perak echov, yishnes shep rakim. He was accustomed until then to learn one perak of Mishnayos. He should learn two perakim of Mishnayos. Im lama lishnes dav echov, yishnes shep rakim. He was accustomed to learn one blad of Gemara. He should learn two blad of Gemara. Be many a day a little more. He's not familiar with learning Mishnayos or Gemara. Yisazek al kapana b'midas hatstaka v'chesed b'yichya, or he can be oistik in stalka and chesed. K'mashenemar reidev stalka v'chesed yimsel chayim stalka v'kavod. Ein shem medrash. The weaker alim and altar yamanas l'kayim. The goal of here should be that his learning should impact him practically. The lemon up and a makayim lerchlo shel aniver. The more says that a person who learns and does not fulfill what he's learning, it's better he has never been created. K'mashenemar chazal. Obviously, will not protect him from any bad simonim over here. Take a look at the Sharat Siyun in Hay. So he learns Torah, but Torah titaharenu. The Torah will then cleanse him. So the Morah says Nimshlo Dibri Torah Lamayin. The Torah is compared to a spring. Ma Mayin Matara says Torah Matara Yisrael. So the Torah has the power to be Matara Jew. Person has not become mitaher. Dachi means pure or clean. Person doesn't become cleansed from tumah. La omen for the future, for the world to come. Ella b'mili deraisa through learning Torah. Beginning kach milin deraisa on makabel tumah, because words of Torah are not makabel tumah. We know the Torah was not makabel tumah because they create tahara for people which are tamei. So the refuah is found in the Torah. Tahara or medeslavat. So it comes out that. The Gemara talks about this idea that we spoke about the idea of Balkeri, about learning or davening. We mentioned before in Simon Peches talks about that. So in Simon Peches, he comes out that the Gemara says clearly that the minig is for Divrei Torah, we're makel like Rimasera, that Divrei Torah not makabel tumah. For Tefillah, there's machlokes Rishonim. Right, I mean, like I mentioned before, but for Torah we have this concept of Torah because the Ritzar and the Makabel Tumah. That's exactly what the Mora says. So he's saying that not only that, it has the ability to turn around and be matayer the tumah of the person. Sif katan dalad and mishabura. So if he makes it through the year, so mutach lechon hu ben alam abo. Shabbatah yesh lo yischuyas har beish hegeinu alav. Obviously, he has to have a tremendous chuzim to be able to be protected from what's happened. Who yarech yamim? He will live a long life. Can receive yira zera yarech yamim. The more darshan of a person will see zera on Yom Kippur, he will have a long life. And he should thank Hashem Baruch Hu that he was granted life. He quotes on the Rizal also. I think they have a quote over here. Bear with me 1 second. So he says that the Rizal says that he should say for 30 days after Yom Kippur, the piyut, which you normally say during the Kedusha on Yom Kippur, there's a long piyut, which we usually skip actually, about the Chayus, etc. There's a long piyut over there. You say, B'kavana Shlema Ritzuya Ubedemos.
Mincha?
Right, and he brings him that the Rebbe Yaakov Emden quotes exactly which one you're supposed to say. So for 30 days, you should say every single day that whole piyut with kavana shlema v'ratzuya ubedemo. So a person's able to get his kavana shlema and ratzuya and cry. So that'll act as a tikkun for what has happened and protect it. Doesn't sound very easy. Ritzufa is consecutive.
Ritzufa. Ritzuya.
Ritzuya means that should be accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Should be done with the proper kavanah. The person will accept it. Okay, Simon Tofresh Test 9. Haktanim Mosa Yeschilo Hisanus. What age the children start, we start being mechanic children for Yom Kippur? So, Number one, I'm a tinoikus mutar mecholelim, chutz minilas hasan. So children do not have a chiyav in iser of achil and shtiha. They don't have an iser of rechitza and sicha. It's not the gate of tashir zamito. So they don't have any of those iserim. And there's no iser for them to touch, whatever. The only issue they have is the chazal did apply nilas hasan. Shein chershim kolkach im lo yinolu. Even though we feel the other ones, the Mor says, are necessary for the child. Achil and Shila are obviously necessary for the child. And Rechitz and Sikha also strengthen the person, washing himself and keeping himself clean, etc. And anointing should be, but his body should be soft and smooth, etc. Those are very healthy for the child. So Chazal were not Mechayiv that they shouldn't have that. But shoes do not make such a big difference whether the kids are wearing shoes or not. Plenty of kids go on barefoot. So that Chazal did apply the deal of Nilas Sandal to children. Now he deals with it would be preferable the person should not do the rechitza or the sicha himself, because obviously meanwhile his hands are being getting into, so you can tell the goy to do it. But avlachilim afilu b'yadayim shorty. But to feed them, there's always sort of feeding them directly. I go mishabura sefkat na'aluf. Matorim b'chalelu b'rechitza b'sicha b'achilu b'shtiya. So goes to the ketanim. The Chazal did not apply these halachos to ketanim. It's permitted for the gadol to feed the child and to give the child a drink, and it's also permitted to do sicha and rechitza on the child if you don't have another option. So rechitza makes a lot of sense because the person's kavanah is not l'shem tainuk, right? The person's kavanah is to repay the child. Or wash the child, whatever it is. So there's no kavanah l'shem tainug rechitza mutar. Sicha is more complicated because we said even if your kavanah is not l'shem tainug, it's also it's only mutar the tzara choli. So you have to say that we're going to look at the child, that you're allowed to be soch on the child because it's called tzarech chayla, that the child is considered chayli if he doesn't have his anointing. This is why Mishabur is going to mention that nowadays we don't seem to be noig to do sicha on the child, because nowadays it's hard to say that it's considered, that they're considered chayli in regards to the lack of sicha that would be permitted. Now, but after rechitza b'tzaynin, avalo yechitzena b'chamin kol guf, I feel a huchman b'vayyam. But rechitza, now leaving aside the special isser of Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur is equivalent to Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there are limits to what you're allowed to do. So the halach is that water which is heated, even if it was heated from before Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, so water which is heated before Shabbos, you can't use for rechitza on Shabbos. Even the water was heated before, so you picture in there a scenario that would be that they now using a water heater nowadays is a whole different ball game, because the vast majority of water heaters work on based on water pressure. The reason why the water comes out of your hot water faucet is because there's new cold water which goes in at the intake valve, which pushes out the hot water into your faucet. So when you turn on the hot water, so the water which is heated already is not the problem to take that out. The problem is new cold water is going to come in and be heated on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos, which is a problem of Bishul. You're heating the water. It's a problem of causing the fire to go on. So there are problems which are involved with that. But in the good old days, you took a big container of water, you put it on the fire. So you heated up the water before Shabbos. It's heated already. You still can't use it on the Shabbos, the wash called gufay. This goes into Chazal, where I had a gezeira that a person might come to heat it up on Shabbos and claim he heated it beforehand. So it's all part of gezeiras merchatzos. If you heated it on Shabbos, so that's much more complicated, obviously, because that was mamash tam v'yisur. This isn't just a inui problem which doesn't apply to the child. It's a Hilchos Shabbos problem which does apply to the child. The child is not exempt from the Hilchos Shabbos issue. But they do it, they cannot wear their shoes. That's not such a concern. It's not such an inu to the child if he won't wear. We look at these things that they're considered the more calls them that Han Revise, that they're part of his growth process, a part of taking care of the child, is eating and drinking and washing and anointing. That's what they used to do. This is talking about you putting the shoes on the child. That's clearly awesome. What about the child puts on shoes? Are you mechuyev to stop him? So that's before. So the story goes like this. A father would have a chiyuv to intervene. If a child was doing something wrong, a father's a chiyuv to intervene and stop the act that the child is doing. At the age, once a child is like, you know, that child can understand something is prohibited. But in regards to somebody who's not a father, now in regards to the mother, there's a machlokes. And Mishabur is going to talk about mothers' chiyuvim. In regards to other people, so that's the machloikis, what the halacha is. So, Yisrim the Raisa, Yishu b'machmer. So Mishabur says over there in Shimon Gimel. Okay. Fine. You can tell the goy to wash the child. It's a lemur. And you can tell the goy to wash the child even with water which is heated that day. The goy will heat it. The samtina kuchelit zolchamen. He says in a chelit, and he needs the warm water. You can't tell the guy to heat it. You can tell the guy to do it. The guy does it afterwards. That's his business. Okay. Nowadays, we don't necessarily wash a child every day, but it's apparently they used to in time of the Gemara. So lacking it for a day is not considered detrimental to the child. We don't do it every day. And then you cannot do it on Yom Kippur at all, even on Yom Kippur. You don't have any valid reason to valid right to do it. Okay, so that's regards to the Isser of Achila and Shtia, Sicha and Rechitza. That doesn't apply to the child. However, there is a concept of Chinuch. We have to start training the child, and that applies, that's it base. Katan Habori Ben Tesha Shanim Shlemus. Uben Osir Shanim Shlemus. The child reaches the age of 9 or 10 years old. If he's a bori by the age of 9, and the average child by the age of 10, you start being mechanachim l'shois based on hours, which means ketzad. He normally eats breakfast on an average day after 2 hours of the day. You have the child wait an hour later before you feed them. Normally we eat at the third hour. You have at the fourth hour. And according to the each child is different. The child has more strength. You might extend it a little bit further. Within the Ketana Bri, and this applies not only to boys, but the girls also. You have a healthy girl. Now, Ben Acha says, once a child reaches the age of 11 years old, Ben Zohar Ben Akeva, Misanan Umeshlim and Medivrei Sefer Mekedel Chan Chama Mitzvahs. They fast a full day, Mirabonon, in order to be Mechan of them in the Mitzvah of Yom Kippur. That the Meshulchan Aruch's opinion is that they have a full day. That's not true. The Chazal never mechayev a child to fast a full day, even if he's at the age of 11. So this Yeshem, we can rely on them for a weaker child. Ben Chazak, he's not strong enough to fast. Once you start training them regards to achila, so you train them regards to sicha and rechitza. So according to Mechaber, the kid who can handle it would be going the whole day, not rechitza or sicha either. Bas shteimesrei b'yemechad, a girl who's 12 years old in one day, she's already bas mitzvah. Ben Shlois Esrei B'yemechad, a boy who's 13 years old. Shevir Shtei Saras, and they have their simonim of maturity. They're starting to grow hair. Reim Gedolim Chol Mitzvahs Mishlim and Minatar. They're considered full fledged like adults. They have to fill. They have to fast the whole day. Avalim Loi Shevir Shtei Saras. If they haven't reached physical maturity, even though they've reached the age of maturity, if they haven't reached physical maturity, that's only Chiyuv Drabonon. They have to finish up the day. However, even if the child is weak, we ask him to do the whole day. Now, if it's a Drabonon, why would they do that? The answer is we're not convinced 100% for sure that's their bottom of the possibility with the rice, so that the hairs were there and they fell out. Cotton shoe ben poros the ben teisha, but a child under the age of 9, ein ma'anan oisar b'yam kippurim, k'eshal yavoy l'day sakana. Under a certain age, we don't even try and do even a few hours, etc., because we don't want to potentially cause any danger for the child. The child says, I want to fast. You say, I'm sorry, that's wonderful that you want to fast. We appreciate your emotion, but we're not going to allow you.